Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome, friends, back to the show. I want to talk about the fear that is coming up right now. You're in between worlds. You're jumping from one life to the next life. You're like leaping. I see it. You're going for it. Or you might even be in midair. And there's a lot of fear popping up as that's happening. And that's normal, right? Like the minute we're letting a piece of our ego die, it's just going to get really rowdy and very loud because it knows that you're onto something and it does not feel very safe. But it knows that like you're heading that way. So it's really trying to talk you out of it. But I'm hoping in today's episode, we can look at that fear with some curiosity, with some compassion, so that it has less of a hold and that it feels less risky what you're about to do. So let's get into our five messages. This episode is called Disconnecting from the Fear That Haunts Us All Right Now. Message number one. So simply knowing that this fear is only coming up to be healed. This has been here all the time. Like you've been hanging out with this fear for a very long time, but you've never pushed yourself to a next level that makes this fear very obvious. It's like, as I'm moving to my next level, the things that cannot go with me become very, very obvious, right? It's like you're packing your suitcase. And when you only have like one little suitcase, it becomes a little bit more obvious of like what's a priority to be in that suitcase and what's not. And this just cannot go for the trip anymore. So it's a really good thing that it is coming up because it's basically saying that you are in a safe enough place to actually look at this fear and to look at this thing that has been holding you back for a while. You're finally in a safe place. My sense is that you're supported in a way that you haven't been supported before, or that you yourself are strong enough to handle and to like walk yourself through this emotionally, which is such a big deal. So either way, depending on like, you know, why you're safe enough, it's just still something that you should applaud yourself for because like you got yourself here, whether you brought support in for yourself or that you have done enough emotional work and you've become stronger and more mature, that you actually know how to mother yourself through this, that you actually know how to coach yourself through this. And that's the only reason you can see the fear. So it's a really great sign. And I hope at least with that allows you to know that like you have the strength to be able to move forward. Message number two, I was trying to ask the fear, like, what are you? Like, what is this thing? And the fear was saying like, I am just the ego trying to negotiate with you. So it almost feels like it's a voice that is negotiating. It might be like really intense and like very mean and almost like making you feel that it's like very, very true. But once you really get curious about it and you like create that separation between like it being the actual truth and instead being like, well, maybe this is possibly just like some fear, some old stuff, you're actually going to see that it's a negotiation. Like you almost want to imagine that you're sitting across the table from somebody and you're like, I'm about to make this leap. I'm going to make this risk. And the other side of the table is like, please don't do this. Like, have you assessed all the risk? Like, do you think this is a good idea? And this voice may even like remind you of somebody who used to do that to you. Maybe that was your mom. Maybe that was your, you know, overly cautious grandmother, right? Like it could even like remind you of somebody that is basically trying to negotiate with you before you do this. So negotiation is different than the ultimate truth. And like the reason why we want to know like, what is this? Is because once we realize like, that this is something other than truth, and that this is something other than my intuition, this is something other than my soul, that this is a fear that comes from the ego. And remember, the ego is there to keep us safe, and it has created different parts of itself throughout our lifetime to keep us safe. So you're about to do something that is like totally making this part of you feel very uncomfortable. But it's a great sign because the soul self is becoming brave enough to like make these steps. And of course, that human part of us that is trying to make sure that we survive is getting a little loud and rowdy, but it is separate from your inner guidance, or it is separate from your soul. It's truly this voice that's trying to negotiate. Message number three, I was wondering why this was coming up right now and like, yeah, what the purpose of it is. And I was getting that this is coming up because you're about to make a leap that has never been done before. And specifically, it feels like this hasn't been proven to actually work. Like there is no guarantee here. And also actually makes me feel like it's making a lot of ancestors uncomfortable. Like there's just the people that have come before you are like watching you and they're like, wait, like, is this going to work? And obviously like they're not really watching you, but we have that in our body, in our DNA. And it really just feels very risky, but I would say that it feels risky for another time. Like it feels risky for like a few generations back, but it does feel like so many people are doing this right now. Like this is very acceptable for like this moment and like in the year 2026. So it's just risky for like where we come from and who has come before us. But the idea is that we are modernizing the lineage, you know, and that we are moving things ahead and that we are right on schedule, right? Like for the risks that are appropriate for us, right? Like our children are going to have risks that are appropriate for them, but maybe was like not appropriate and available for us, right? Like me, you know, working from home and like working online and taking care of my kids and also working online is very appropriate for me. For my mom, who was a mom in the 90s, like that would have been like not a really great risk, right? Like that probably would not have been like super worth it. It would probably have been like very difficult to do. She could have risked like neglecting her children or ignoring her children. And like that didn't feel safe for her when like her main thing was like she wanted to make children that were secure and happy and all those kind of things. But then now same risk is appropriate for my time, right? Like it's not that big of a risk right now. So this fear, again, like it looks like it's trying to make a bigger show than what it actually, than was actually true. And part of that is because it was scary for a time before your time. But to really realize, like, you know, it's like not too out there. Like there are definitely people out there like doing this kind of things. And of course, I need to always be a little bit like ahead of what is next for the lineage. Also, I would say like I want to put some emphasis on the fact that like this has not been proven. Like it almost looks like the leap you're going to make has like nobody's ever jumped it before. Like we're not sure if you're going to land. Are you going to break a leg when you land? Like are you going to fall in the water altogether? Like, you know, you're leaping over, let's say like a body of water. Like are you going to like fall in the water and be taken away? Are you going to land on the land, break a leg? Like we have no idea. And that is the unknown is very much like what is sending out the alerts for this fear to come and really try to negotiate and stop you from doing what you're about to do. Message number four leads into that where, okay, fine. Yes, that is true that this has not been done before, that there are no guarantees, that like, there's just no guarantee, right? Like, it's not like you're graduating from a dental degree and like, you're going to go become a dentist, right? Like that there's a lot of guarantee here. It feels like what you're about to do is just not linear. And it's even hard to kind of define like what success is or like what this working out is. It kind of reminds me of like, I decided to move my family from Miami to Western North Carolina. Miami has a very specific way of like raising the kids and like kids come out a certain way, you send them to the same schools. Like it's so guaranteed. Like if I were in Miami, I know exactly what schools my kids were going to go to, exactly how I was going to raise them, who they were going to hang out with. Like it was all written for me, right? And I know what that's going to produce. Moving over here, obviously there's a lot of people that have been like raising their kids here in this town before, but for me, it is the unknown. I have no idea what happens when you move a Cuban American family from Miami to the mountains and raise kids through schools and with families that I do not know. Like this is the unknown, right? And it could totally blow up in my face, right? Like that decision. But what I'm getting here is that although it is not guaranteed and although there is a ton of unknown, it does feel like the system that you're currently in that is very known, maybe that's a corporate job, maybe that's a community like the one I just explained, that guarantee looks like if you follow that path and you keep going down that path, that is going to kill you. Like, it's like that, like, it's, you're either going to like lose who you are and become like a shell of a person or completely burnt out or just like go a little insane is how it feels to me. So it is guaranteed. Like you can see, you know, what's going to happen. Like you've done this before, people before you have done this, like get it, fine. But that guarantee is actually scarier than the unknown of what is not guaranteed by this leap you're about to make. So the reason that you are considering this leap and this expansion, number one, like, you know, your soul's asking for it. It's what's part of the path right now. But number two is because you got to shake it up and you have to do something different. And I would say that like you have calculated this. Like it almost looks like, you know, you've seen other, like maybe not your family or like super, super close friends, but you've seen other people kind of do this. Like this is inspired by something is how, like how this feels. And you've put some thought into it. Like it looks like, you know, I'm planning to make this leap and, you know, I've got the gear and I studied jumps and I was practicing jumps before I'm going to make the jump over this creek or whatever it may be. So it's not like completely out of nowhere. It looks like, you know, you have prepared yourself as much as possible to make this leap. And while it might not work out like exactly the way you picture it, it does feel like it is way better. Like it does feel like I'm going to find happiness on the other side. And maybe not like exactly when I touch land, but the whole point of this is to truly live a happier life. And you are on path for that as you make this leap. Lastly, message number five, I don't know if you've thought about this, but so, you know, this leap, right? It's a risk and it's like, you know, something you're going to like kind of roll the dice on, but it's also leaving one life and like leaving one old identity and moving into a new identity. And like what is scary about like this leap is that, you know, you are not that new person. So you have no idea like what happens when you become that person. You don't know if you're going to be able to become that person. And that is what's making you kind of go in circles to not actually like make the leap. Like you're not sure, you know, who this person is and if you're capable of becoming that person, right? And also you're almost like questioning if it's like good for you. You know, you're like, is this an ego thing? Like, is this good for me? Is this gonna like make me more of myself? But I don't know if you've thought about this, but like you actually get to give yourself a guarantee by giving yourself an identity or actually like committing to that identity, right? So you get to say, I may not know exactly how this is going to pan. There's so much I don't know. Like I have no guarantee, you know, I don't really have a guarantee that like the way that it works is like how I see it working or whatever. But you can say, I'm going to create this. Like there's something holding you back. Like you're so afraid that you're going to fail. So you're not letting yourself claim that you're going to create this. Or also like sometimes, you know, we want to create something, which is another way of saying like, I'm going to hit a goal. I'm going to make something happen. But I'm using the words, I'm going to create this because they're much more feminine and it's much more open to like the divine coming in and miracles and all this thing. But at the same time, there's a commitment and a devotion from you knowing that you are a creator. So it's like you're claiming like, I know I can create things. And I'm going to activate my creation power to create what I'm envisioning. I'm not saying I'm going to make it happen. I'm not going to work super hard. I'm not going to hustle my way there. Like maybe you don't even have that in you anymore to do that. But that is not what's being asked of you. What's being asked of you is to remember that you are a creator and that you've already created a lot of things. And it's okay for you to claim that you are going to create this thing that you're envisioning. Like that is one of the biggest missing pieces. And that's why fear keeps finding you. Like you're forgetting that you're a creator. You might not know exactly how you're going to create this, how this is going to happen, but you can rest in the confidence of knowing that you have created a lot before and sometimes even created things you didn't want to create. But like that's how good of a creator you are. So when you realize like, no, I have a lot to do with like what is in my life, I have been part of this creation and now I'm creating this next vision and I've only been gifted this vision because it's possible and I can create it. I am going to co-create and make sure I call in the divine, call in my soul, like be very grounded in who my soul truly is to be able to do it in a way that is in alignment and true to me so that I don't end up in the ego, but I still can claim that I'm going to create this. And by saying that, I am giving myself a guarantee. So that's one of the really big missing pieces. If you are not sure how your soul wants to do this, I think watching the workshop that I just made yesterday that I did live, it was What's Your Soul's Purpose? I think gives a great background and understanding how we can create in a way that is true and has our style to it so that we don't accidentally fall into the ego. There's a lot of good tips there. So definitely check it out. We'll link it at the bottom of the show notes here. But it is okay to give yourself a guarantee. It's okay to bet on yourself. It's okay to bet on your ability to create. Like, I'm not saying you're gonna, A plus, that you're gonna make $2 million. It's not that, but we are saying that you are going to create something new and you have done that before. So that is not out of the realm of possibilities. That is not random or new or scary. You're allowed to know, you're allowed to remind yourself that you are going to create this, that you are going to create your vision and that you're capable of creating your vision. And with that, fear becomes separate, it is, might be still there, might still hang around, but it no longer becomes truth. It no longer is hiding itself in sheepskin. It's this is very obvious that this is fear. And fear has a purpose and it does all these things. But in this thing that I'm doing, I do not need to be fearful because I'm resting in this divine self of mine. I'm resting here. I'm doing this with the divine. I am co-creating. I'm going towards something. I'm aware of it. And I'm excited for the ride, right? Fear also gets a hold of us when we think that in order to be brave or to do something that we need to know all the steps and know how it's all going to come together. And what about surprises? It's okay to be I think part of it is that it is an adventure, that there's are going to be a lot of surprises, and rewiring that and telling myself that this is a good thing. So being able to go and make that jump. I would say that being on this side where you're contemplating the jump or even in midair but haven't really committed to the jump is way scarier and more confusing than when you're actually on land. When you're on land and you've committed to creating this vision and you're locked in, again, not everything is rainbows and butterflies, but I would say that you can start to see the path forward because you've locked in I'm going to be this person, I'm creating this vision, and you can start to see more. But this purgatory place is truly where the boogeyman lives. So it would be nice, I think, after this episode to decide what you're going to lock into, what you are going to create, and see if you can start pumping yourself up to be no, I am a creator. And that is going to give you a lot more clarity. So I'll know in a few weeks if you locked in, because the podcast episodes will change and we'll kind of get into that stage a little bit more. So I'm cheering you on. And I hope this was supportive. Just a reminder that I am registering people for Soul Reading Method. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to tap more into your soul, really strengthen your intuition, or if you want to do readings for a living, Soul Reading Method is such a great place and supportive, and it's fun and I love it. And we have a coupon for our listeners. It is $300 off when you type in ready at checkout. I'm sending you a ton of love and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.